every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Look about a 2%
carbon agenda.
Oh, the business.
Huge,
it's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
And this week we speak to Andrea Edlin from Nidux after a trip to Google in the States. But first of all, here's the top news from the business community in Cornwall over the past 7 days. PAL UK's Redruth factory is bracing itself for severe job cuts after the company confirmed that part of the engineering operation is being transferred to Slovakia. PAL could not confirm how many jobs may be lost, but it's believed it could number up to 175. Drones could soon be flying above the skies in Cornwall after news that Newquay Airport is set to play a key role in the development of unmanned aircraft systems. In partnership with West Wales Airport, Newquay is to be the base of the world's first civilian centre for operating and testing of UAS. And staying with Newquay Airport, there are whispers this week that the Newquay Gatwick route may yet be saved. Flybe announced earlier this year that it was selling its Gatwick slots to EasyJet, and there were fears that EasyJet would use the slots to fly to more lucrative destinations. However, EasyJet is believed to be considering maintaining the link, although it could mean a reduction in the number of flights that it flies. Plans to dual a stretch of the A30 near Bodmin have moved a step forward. The government announced this week that it has accepted the £60 million scheme for examination. People will be now able to comment on the application on the Planning Inspectorate's A30 project website. And finally, Cornwall's Creeley Great Adventure Park is reporting its busiest summer season in 7 years. The family adventure park saw an increase of 20% more visitors over the school holidays this year compared with last year, with sales up 26%.
7 days.
So anyone who runs a business in Cornwall will be aware of how important a website and having web presence and social media presence is. Now, there's a team of people down on the Lizard Peninsula who have helped many a firm in Cornwall and outside to get that presence through search engine optimization and other wonderful skills. That's Nidux, and that's Rob and Andrea Edlin. Now, I've got Andrea Edlin on the phone now because she and Rob have just come back from seeing Google in the States. Andrea, just tell me how it came that you went out to the States to see Google.
We were actually invited by Google. We're part of the Google Engage program, which is an agency engages sort of the contacts we have with Google as an agency. And we were chosen out of 1,400 agencies across the world, and we were one of 200 that actually attended. So it was just a really great thing to be invited.
So all in all, a good networking opportunity in the first place.
Absolutely, yeah. We made some amazing contacts, quite a few in America itself, actually some in England as well. There were about four or five other agencies which we were able to make some really good contacts. So, you know, it was great to be able to share experiences with them in Argentina and Brazil and also in Australia. So pretty much all over the world.
And did any solid business come out of that for you?
Not as such, but with having the connections in Cornwall, in the UK, the guys there said, you know, if we ever get to a stage where we've got too much or vice versa, perhaps we can sort of share skills and potentially pass work on if we get some in, you know, in each other's area that we can't cope with. So not at the moment, but you never know.
So what were your general impressions of seeing Google out there?
It was, if I'm really honest, it was nothing different, more different than seeing Google in London or in Dublin. It's a massive complex. There's 42, I think it's 42 buildings, and each one is several stories high. You can't comprehend the size of it, but it's just like a massive city. So Google is more or less like a massive city sat in the middle of a country park.
Okay, and there's also an opportunity for you to test broadband speeds out there. How did that compare to what you now know in Cornwall?
Well, we get a really great connection here of about 56, 58 meg. And Rob, being a bit of a geek, has an application on his phone and was testing whenever we were having a coffee in a coffee shop or in a restaurant or anywhere like that, or in hotels, anywhere he could, he would test the speeds, and he was really staggered. And I think it really hit home when we were sat in the hotel in the middle of Silicon Valley, where we were staying for the conference, that we could have free internet access, which was not worth having, or we could upgrade to the sort of high-speed internet access, is what they called it. And that was for the princely sum of about $6 or $7 for 24 hours. But the speed was only 4 meg. And we kind of thought, well, actually, here in Cornwall, you know, all the hotels are offering super fast broadband at, you know, 50, 60, 40 meg, whatever it is. And that's free. We don't even have to upgrade. So it was just seemed a bit of a no-brainer that Cornwall was really leading in the fact that, you know, we've got super fast broadband and, you know, they weren't doing that in the States, certainly in the areas we tried. And we didn't do a massive test. We just did a, you know, sort of an observation, really.
So that really underlines how important it is for people in Cornwall to realise this benefit.
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody knows we've got super fast broadband. And, you know, I'm first to admit that there are areas that it's not going to be fantastic for and probably won't be for a while. The programme doesn't finish until the end of next year, I believe. So, you know, there will be areas that haven't got it, but eventually they are hoping to have a really wide connection with super fast broadband in Cornwall. So, you know, I think once people realise the potential, then, you know, they will start using it. But certainly hotels are using it and public spaces are using it for their clients and customers. And it's usually provided free of charge anyway. So, you know, it is being used and it just needs to continue being used.
Andrea Edlin of Nidux, thank you very much for joining us on this week's 7 Days podcast. So let's look what's coming up over the next 7 days. Businesses in and around Cornwall who are looking to supply goods and services to the public sector are being invited to a Meet the Buyer event at Kingsley Village on Wednesday, September the 18th. While on the Friday, the Hall for Cornwall holds the latest of its business networking events, which will feature a presentation from Cornwall College training manager Helen Opie. And don't forget to put in your diary the Cornwall Business Show at Kingsley Village on October the 2nd and 3rd. For details on these and other events, as usual, please go to our website at businesscornwall.co.uk, and we'll update you with more business from the Cornwall business community in 7 days' time.
7 days with Business Cornwall.